Good morning, everybody. Good people. Good morning and welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm excited about today's show today. Oh, my goodness. And of course, you know, I can't wait till Wednesday. Wednesday is like my favorite day of the whole week. This is a time that we fellowship, that we encourage one another, that we share testimonies, that, you know, we inspire and motivate and just laugh and have fun. This is just the best day of the whole week for me. And I hope it is one of your greatest days as well. Thank you so much for helping Dr. Gina's radio chat become one of the number one radio, internet radio talk shows in the whole wide world. I'm so thankful for all the inboxes, the DMs, and people that's reaching out to me on WhatsApp. You guys rock. I get all your music. I get all of your, requests. A lot of you have, requests and have needs and things like that. And we're praying for you. And, however the Lord leads, we are there for you here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. So I thank you so much for reaching out. Thank you so much for downloading BBS Radio app. The BBS Radio app, you can download it into your phone and you can take us wherever you go. You can listen in to my show, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, on station number one. And you can listen to all of the music that's in rotation on BBS Radio and every all the other content that they have and so many other shows with BBS Radio. We are a wonderful, amazing, and I'm so thankful and blessed that we have connected BBS Radio with this network. It is such a blessing, and we've been here now with BBS Radio for I think like 5 or 6 years now. I gotta sit down and calculate it, but it's been a while. So I'm just so thankful and so blessed to see how we have grown together, you, the listeners, the producers, and the network, and us right here on Dr. Adina's Radio Chat and all the other shows. We have grown tremendously. So I'm so excited to be a part of a moving train. That's what I like to say. And, yeah, you can also join us on BBS Radio on Alexa. You can say BBS Radio station number one, and it'll bring you right into station number one. And again, that's where Dr. Gina's radio chat is, station number one. And you can do that through Alexa and, oh, I'm sorry, on Google Play. On Google Play, you can say BBS Radio station number one. And on Alexa, you can say, hey, Alexa, play Gina's radio chat, and it'll go right to Gina's radio chat, Dr. Gina's radio chat. So anyway, we have a wonderful show. Tell all your friends, tune in right now. Tell everybody, call them up, tell them your friends, your coworkers. If you tell them marketing, tell those that you're working with right now, tell them that you got to tune in to BBS Radio on Dr. Gina's radio chat right now at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until noon. Yes, we are a 1 hour power packed show. You never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Today is a full day. We have marketplace ministry leader Linda Fields will be joining us, and she's got all kind of tips to talk to us about the marketplace and what is God saying about the marketplace during this COVID-19 situation. And also we have, of course, you know, my BFF, my co-host, my girl, my sister, comedian Gina G will be joining us with the trending tea. And what'd she say? Oh my God, where's my voice? And so she'll be joining us with that. And also we got my team. Elizabeth Brooks is going to be giving us some personal fitness training tips while we are in the COVID-19 situation. She's got some fitness tips, and the financial team is going to be joining us again this week. We got Jeffrey Hill, financial consultant, and we have entrepreneur coach Portia Hoover that's going to be joining us and giving us some financial tips as we close out the show. We'll be talking about more stuff that's coming up and things that we got going on. But anyway, this is a show that you got to listen to today. All right, we're going to take a break from our sponsor, and then I'm going to come back with Ministerial Moment. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion. or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, so ministerial moment. As we all know, we're under restrictions, and I am following the instructions. We are required to stay in to our homes because this contagious coronavirus is extremely contagious. And so by me staying home, I have changed a lot of things that I'm doing, and I am focusing really basically on the Father. I am focusing on my relationship with God. I am focusing on how he wants me to pray and how he wants me to move during this pandemic. I am focusing on getting to know him more. And so that's just where God has me. And so wherever God has you, I really, really highly recommend that you remain there. That be your source of energy, your source of peace, your source of joy, your source of strength is wherever the Father has you focused on. Don't be moved. I know that it will be challenging, you know, being underneath people for 24/7 and not able to go on and go out. I mean, even with me just going out to start my car, you know, just the feeling and the atmosphere that I'm getting. And I often, whenever I have had to go to the grocery store, even with something over my face, I have felt the thickness of this coronavirus. It is definitely not a game. It is out there. And I don't have it, but I can, by the Spirit of God, I can feel the thickness. It's like a word of knowledge that God has given me through the Holy Spirit that I can actually feel it. I can feel some of the symptoms, like I can feel what it would feel like for my lungs to be clogged up or hard to breathe. Like I can feel that. And I was telling my family in my house every time I go out, I can like feel that. And so that lets me know the significance of the situation, how to pray for people that they follow the rules, the instructions. You know, only go out if it's absolutely necessary. Stay 6 feet away from people or more, because it's definitely heavy in the atmosphere. It's you can't see it, and people may not look like they carry it, but it's definitely out here. And I'm not trying to put fear in anyone, but I hope that I'm giving you enough concern that you would be very wise when you go out and follow the instructions. This is not a conspiracy. This is not something for the election or against the election. This is nothing, you know, it has no boundaries. This is just not a game. So I believe that in this time, instead of becoming more anxious, and maybe some of you might be dealing with depression and some of you may be feeling isolated and things like that, God has definitely have something for you to focus on. And I'm so glad that this show will be bringing several different things for you to maybe God can drop a word of knowledge in you or give you a seed and it be watered and that God will get the increase by the time this is over. What do I mean when I say increase? I mean that when this is over and the gates are lifted and we are free to go, that you would have some instruction and direction of what God wants you to do, how he wants you to live. If he continues to want you to stay in your marketplace, some of you might be getting instructions to not stay in your job. Some of you might be for, you know, this might might be an opportunity for you to explore other opportunities that God may have for you. Maybe it might be starting a business, or maybe it's a connection with some other next level position. I don't know. And all I know is that if God is ministering to you, and these might be confirming some things to you, or you might be feeling it in your spirit, and it might be some kind of stirring going on, this is a great time to explore that. And I would only say, fear not, because God is with you. He did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. You know, if he's giving you a vision, or if he's giving you a dream, then your life expectancy is beyond this coronavirus. You will make it through that. If he's given you something. So I believe that he has. This is a time that he is asking us and requiring of us to sit still before him and hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us. And this is a time that he's expecting for us to actually obey it. This is a different time more than anything. This is a time of a shaking and a stirring and a pulling out and a pouring into at the same time. This is a transformation of the mind. This is a time of getting closer and more intimate with the Holy Spirit, with Father, and understanding the power of the blood of Jesus. But not only the power, the sacrifice, and the blood that was shed for us to be redeemed, but also for us to understand what the resurrection power means, that we operate through that and we have access to that and then some, because greater works we are to do than even Jesus did. You know, we will heal the sick, and we shall raise the dead, and we shall see miracle signs and wonders, and we shall see the outpour, and that everything that is needed, God will supply, and that he will complete the good work. I mean, there is a good work when he created you. So in this time, I've been less focusing on what people are doing in social media. I really don't even know. I'm going to hear some of the stuff, I guess, from Gina G when she comes on. We will. But as far as anything else, I have just really, really, really just been focusing on him. So without that, you know, further ado with that, I hope that blesses you and give you some kind of encouragement that you're not alone in this. And even if you feel alone in the midst of people in your household, God still wants to be your center, your anchor. You know, he is your refuge, your shield, and your buckler. He is your strong tower. You can run into him and nobody exists. You know, he'll surround you with his angels and the angelic hosts. You know, this is a time for you to learn how powerful it is, the kingdom is, you know, who is for you, rather than knowing who's against you. We already know all of those knuckleheads that's against us. We already know everybody that, you know, you guys, you know, people say haters. We already know all about that. But why focus on them? You know, there is more for us than there is against us. So if there is more for us than there is against us, gosh, God is really protecting the vision that is connected to you, the divine purpose that is connected to your name. You are the person that God is protecting and keeping for such a time as this. So find out more about that and get excited about your future. God has more. He said he would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. And your faith in it all is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of what is not seen. We already done seen what is going on. We see it on the news, but what is the faith that what is that thing that my faith is connected to that will manifest through it all, above it all, and just crush it all? All right. God bless you all. And thank you for tuning in to the Ministerial Moment. Now we're going to take a commercial break and we're going to go right into my girl, Linda Fields. She is a marketplace ministry leader and she got some tips and some testimony for us. So stay tuned right after this commercial break.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, this is Allison Cartwright with EventShine, where we help you develop your ideas. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
She did a great job. Welcome, Miss Linda Fields. How are you?
Well, good morning. I am great, Dr. Gina. It's so good to be on with you today. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I love
it. Yes, girl. Listen, Miss Linda and I, Linda Fields, I love her. I met her during the whole the World Women's Wholeness Summit that was we did the hosting, co-hosting with Dr. Barbara out in Cary, North Carolina, March 8th, actually right before D.C. and most of everybody had to shut down. Isn't that amazing that we were able to birth that thing on out right before everybody had to shut down?
I thought about that many times. Divine timing for sure.
It's just amazing that we were able to do that. It's just such a blessing. But I met her and she has this like Cyndi Lauper funky thing going on with her. And I just, when I saw her, she had her outfit, her clothes, her hair, but I really loved her sense of style, her clothes. And she had this sweatshirt that I was like, oh my God, I could really see myself in that sweatshirt. And it wasn't a regular sweatshirt. It was this funky design. And I was like, oh, she's artsy. And I love that. You know, I just love, I gravitate to artsy people. And I was just like, oh, I just love her style. And so we just met. God just, it was nothing but the Holy Spirit. And she spoke a word over me. And it was just such a powerful word from God. And I know we're going to get into what you do in Marketplace and people want to hear it, but I just have to let them know how prophetically gifted you are. I want you to you tell it first because you brought the word to me and then I'll pick it up from what I was feeling.
Well, you know, Dr. Gina, I just love how God speaks, and I love the fact that he does speak. And when we listen, we are going to be led of the Holy Spirit in ways we never dreamed. And sometimes it's a still, small voice. Sometimes it's a powerful dream. But God is so talented. He's such a great leader, and he is the Word. He is speaking. And so I know exactly what you're talking about. The very first night I met you, Dr. Gina, in a restaurant, we were there with all the other speakers, and I'd never met any of these people up close and personal in the flesh before. We had communicated over the internet and many other ways, but this was the first time for all of us to come face to face. And I was immediately blown away by the humility and the love in the room. So there's maybe 15 people or so at a long table. And I was at the opposite end from you, Dr. Gene. I don't know if you even remember that, but I remember you were sitting next to Tim.
You were sitting next to Tim because I was watching you.
I had to get to you. I thought, Lord, I've got to get to the other end of this table before this evening is over. I knew that we couldn't end the night without establishing a conversation. So I was drawn to move down to the other end by you. And what happened next is so beautiful. And I want to lay it out quickly and simply so people can understand how easy it is to hear God. Because sometimes people think, oh, that's just for this famous person or that big preacher or that big leader. And I'm telling you, God wants to speak to all of his children. And so everyone listening, I want you to understand this is for you too. Now, what happened is that our host, Dr. Barbara, was actually talking about you to you, about your work and about what God's called you to do. Some might call it that she was edifying you or sharing a word or prophesying. It doesn't matter what you call it. The point is she was speaking life into you, Dr. Gina. And as she was just honoring you for the gifts you have and talking about what she could see you doing and doing more of in the future, I think you and I had barely spoken and we're just getting to know each other, honestly. But the whole time I heard just the thought, I just had the thought in my mind, Catherine Kuhlman. I heard it like three times. Catherine Kuhlman. Well, I've studied Catherine Kuhlman. She was a prophetic woman who would wait on the presence of the Lord and was used with signs and wonders. And but what I want to explain right now, because you're going to tell us how profoundly this affected you. But for me at that moment, it was just so quiet, just an impression. And sometimes God speaks to us through these little subtle impressions. And if we will only pay attention and work with him, he can bring forth the full word. So what happened next, as you and I were continuing to talk, I said, you know, when our host, Dr. Barber, was speaking over you, I just kept hearing Catherine Kuhlman. That's all I said. And what happened next?
Well, let me tell you. So the day before I was looking for something to wear, like to wear with something I already had. So God told me to go to H&M. So I went to H&M and I was looking on the sales rack, you know, and I'm like, 'cause I really didn't want to buy a whole lot of stuff, you know, for this weekend. I wanted to travel and get back and do some other stuff. So I had already bought a couple of things, you know, to wear, because we were on television. So it was, you know, I wanted to match the colors that was required and things like that. And so I was literally going for like a tank top. But then I went on this sales rack and I saw this dress. And this dress is something I normally would never wear. I would never pick it out. I would say, oh, it's pretty, but it wouldn't even be a part of my whole wardrobe. But when I saw it, and it was a flowy dress, it looked just like Catherine Kuhlman. The bottom part, it was more modernized at the top because it was sleeveless, but the bottom part was so Catherine Kuhlman. The material was so Catherine Kuhlman. And that's what I heard when I saw the dress. And he said, I want you to get this dress, try it on, and you'll see how I want you to wear it. And so I got what he wanted me. I put it on and he said, that's the dress. I want you to take that and wear this dress. So I took the dress. It was on sale. I was like, okay, I'm going to take the dress. I love it. It's cute. Okay, I'll take it. So I went on and got it, and I didn't really think much of it because I had studied Catherine Kuhlman, especially the first part of me and my ministerial training. That's who God had me gravitate to, her and Wigglesworth, and it was also Marilyn Hickey and Benny Hinn. So it was always those people. And but it was really strong with her, and I remember her a lot. And so anyway, when I got there to the event, and I was trying to figure out, well, what does you want me to wear each day? He wanted me to wear that dress specifically on Saturday. Now, mind you, we were together when I first met you, and that unction of the Lord had come to you for me was on Friday night. So when I heard you say that, and instantly the dress came in mind, I just wept. I just wept because I knew that God was confirming something. And then when I told you about the dress, then now you could see your word literally had some connection and confirmation for me, because the next day you were able to see me in the dress.
And I'm going to tell you something funny you might not realize, Dr. Gina. After I said that, you were the first thing I just said, I keep seeing Catherine Kuhlman. You were so moved. And I began to understand that this was a confirming message for you just by uttering those words. But you were so moved, I thought, okay, I'm going to help her calm down. This is hilarious. So I prayed over you, and I said, heard myself saying, you're going to wear the dress. You're going to twirl the twirl. And then I set you off. The Lord set you all off again. But it was just so beautiful to see how God will give us a little whisper. And we don't have to say, thus saith the Lord. We don't have to make a big deal of it. God confirms his own words. And I love to be the one who's got the quiet voice coming up, even with my Cyndi Lauper hair, as you said, and letting God do the work, because God is the one who announces the word, confirms the word, and fulfills the word. But we get the opportunity to agree with him.
So let me give you one little thing on this whole thing before we close this part of this out, just so you'll know how God will continue to confirm a word. So on the fourth day of this month of April, okay, a few days ago, he had me listen to something on YouTube about Catherine Kuhlman, right? So it was about her death. That was very important, that date to him, for me to notice. She died February the 20th, 1976. I turned 7 years old February the 12th, 1976. When I turned seven, 8 days later, she died. Now, I don't know if people know about numbers, but it plays a very significant role in the kingdom of God. The number seven is perfection and completeness. Seven determines in the book of Genesis the week of creation. That's the week where God created everything, and that was the completion of the creation, right? So it also, and number eight is the symbol of resurrection and regeneration, being born again. So it's just the numbers and the play on that. It was just so significant for God to give that to me. So anyway, I should cherish that moment. And again, if God gives you a prophetic word, a word of knowledge from someone, and, you know, you guys, this is for you to be open for him to continue to water that seed so he can get the increase. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add to that?
No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So Gina G, she's my co-host. Did you have anything that you wanted to ask Linda?
You know, it's crazy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
And you know what? Gina always brings these people on this show, and the connections just be so strong, even sometimes in the shortest period of time. So I'm just wondering for people, if you can give people maybe a scripture or a word that can help them get reconnected. Because I think a lot of people have been disconnected. You know, from the word before all of this stuff happened with, you know, the coronavirus and shutting everybody down. I think everyone being at home now, I know it's in the back of their mind. They're trying to get back on track and they don't know how. Is there some scripture or a word that you can give to get people back on track? Does that make sense?
I love that. May I speak to that, Dr. Dina?
Yes, please.
Please. I think that's the perfect question to be asking right now. How can we reconnect with the Lord? The Lord's got us in a divine setup, friends. We are home for another 30 days. God's gotten our attention. He slowed us down. He wants to talk to us. Yep. And what I feel in my spirit and what I'm doing personally is I'm talking to you from my home office right now. I have whiteboards everywhere, flip charts, and things that I'm working on, because God is downloading the plans for his sons and daughters right now. We thought everything changed. We thought that we already had a plan. We thought God was leading us this way and that way. And God said, I want you to be still. I want you to listen to me, and I want to help you rework your plan. And what's happening right now, people who have almost shut down emotionally because of so much change, the word for these people is push past paralysis. Let God unlock your potential. Push past the paralysis. Push past getting numbed out. Push past vegging out on Netflix right now. No, God wants our attention. And it is my firm belief that we, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have some of the greatest ideas come forth out of this season if we will only go before the Father and let him show us who we are. The Lord looked at a shepherd boy, David, and he saw a great king. The Lord looked at a murderer, Moses, and one who stammered, and he saw a great deliverer for his people. The Lord looked at Deborah and saw a woman doing her job out as a judge under the palm tree, and he saw a woman who would be unafraid to mount a horse and go into battle with Barak. So God's looking, his eye is searching the earth right now. Where are those who will not zone out? Where are those who will shake themselves away? Where are those who will come with me, let me unlock their passion, rework their plan, and set them in motion for such a time as this? And this is where I am personally, where my ministry is right now, and what I'm saying to everyone who asked the question, that this is what we should be about. Let God show us how he sees us. He saw a king and a shepherd boy, a deliverer and a murderer, a military hero woman and a judge. And he sees you and me in those great ways that we have not dared to venture into yet. This is a time not to shrink back, but let's venture out with God and let him rework these plans and ride out with him into the greatness that he sees when he looks at each of you.
And I want to add to that, because I'm telling you, that's what I was saying in ministerial moment as far as where I was at. I wanted to encourage people. And I'm so glad that you asked that question, Gina, to Linda, so she can expound even more on that. I love that, because I'm telling you, it will keep you busy. You will not have any idle time. The moment that you allow him to downpour into you, I mean, your visions will expand. Your ideas will start coming up. He'll start pouring stuff into you, giving you scriptures and different contacts and stuff to Google and different phone numbers to call and who to look up. I mean, it's so many different things, books to order. It's so many things that, you know, even myself, I agree with you. It's just my books, my note pages are filling up, and you know, I'm taking 3 classes, you know, from 3 different universities. It's just, it's so many things that's happening, and I couldn't agree with you more. I hope that that answered your question, Gina G, but I think yes. That you know, you going to that what is that scripture, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the thoughts and plans that I have for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Eyes have not seen. Okay, if you go to 1 Corinthians 2:9, that will give you some idea what God, you know, you have not seen it. And you sure ain't gonna see it on Instagram and social media. The social media is flooded with everybody doing some of the same thing, and you know, everybody's getting the message out there and things like that. And for some that's great, and for some it's just because they want to be doing something and they're missing what God wants them to do actually.
Right.
You know, everybody everybody can't do the same thing, because we got arms and fingers, and you know, the body exists of all different parts. So if we're all the arm, then how's the eyes and the head gonna move? You know what I'm saying? How's any other part gonna move? So what is your part? Go to 1 Corinthians 2:9 and allow God to minister to you from there. Also, the scripture that says, let's see. What is the other one that I wanted to say? Do it exceedingly and abundantly. Exceedingly and abundantly. Okay. Exceedingly and abundantly above. Okay. More. Okay. That's in Ephesians 3:20. Go to that. So you got those 2 scriptures. He will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. Well, this is a time where he got us quiet. So we should be quiet before him so we can get the instructions that he wants. And then you need to go to the book of Habakkuk and write the vision down and make it plain. Okay? That's what you got to do. You know, go there. And read about how God is going to give you the vision, and he wants you to write it down and make it plain. Okay. So you can look at that and every day and let him add on it every day to what else he's got for you. All right. So now this woman that I love so much, Linda Fields, she is a ministerial market leader. So tell us a little bit about what you do. I know you was in Charisma Digital Magazine. You were the front page. That is such a blessing. That is such a blessing. And it says here, Linda Fields here tears down deception and calls for a marketplace transformation. Just tell us a little bit about that.
You know, when this was published, it was December of 2019, Dr. Gina. And at the time, I knew that God wanted a marketplace transformation. I had no idea that within 90 days, our entire system would be turned upside down. God is serious about transforming the marketplace. A lot of people have the wrong ideas about the marketplace. They don't value it for what it is. And let me just say, when we say marketplace, it's just all of the areas of life we come and go from. It's business, it's government, it's education, it's all the spheres of our society. These are all spheres of influence where men and women who love Jesus are placed divinely in their jobs, and many of them do not know it's a holy assignment. They have bought the lie that their only job is to write a check to the church or to the ministry or to some mission organization. We should write checks. We love to write checks. But that is not the sum total of your impact. God's got the coffee baristas in place. I'm going to say that prophetically until I can get another latte at a drive-thru. But he's got the CEOs in place. He's got the retail clerks in place. He's got governors. He's got senators. He's got teachers, administrators, people, exercise instructors. People in every walk of life are divinely placed to be the church right where you are. And so I am out to equip people with that knowledge and help them clarify their vision and see who God's made them to be so they can bring the presence of the Lord as they do their work with excellence. My history is university business teacher in Texas. My husband and I have had a sporting goods store, a silk screen store, some different shops together and businesses. And I have found every time God brings me the people to hire or to be on my team who are needing a little picture of what Jesus looks like with skin on right in front of them. And you have those opportunities as well.
Yeah.
The thinking that business is bad or money is bad, that's not true. It takes money to do everything. And God has provided what we need. It's when we have a wrong priority that the enemy creeps in. So God wants to free us from all that bondage and allow us to flow. Deuteronomy 8:18 is a verse that says, it is he who gives us the power to gain wealth. A lot of people love to quote that, just that part of the verse. Oh, God's going to make me have the power to get wealth. Well, there's more to the verse. It says, so that there will be a fulfillment of my covenant, which is the Abrahamic covenant. And so it's a very simple, critical, powerful lesson for anyone on this call right now is to look at your vision for your life, your business, your career, and make sure that you submit it to the Lord to be a blessing to the families of the earth that are assigned to you. There are people that need your product and your service that God has assigned to purchase from you, to find you, to learn from you, to benefit from your business. And when you do it because you are blessed to be a blessing, then you start having your priorities right and that wealth can flow. God is looking for trusted vessels of business to have a vision that's in alignment with what he is telling us in the earth. And right now we're all listening more than we have in a long time or maybe ever. And he has these divine plans for us to carry out, wealth to be bringing through the earth to the people, to be trusted, to bless the people God has assigned to them.
I love it. Tell everybody where they can follow you and get your information, your website, your social media.
I would love to. Well, the first and most important thing I want to tell everybody right now, if this is resonating with you, go to lindafields.org/bootcamp2020. So my name is LINDA, F as in Frank, IELDS.org/bootcamp2020. And I'm going to tell you why I want you to go there. This is an event I've done every summer for the last 3 or 4 years in beautiful setting of Branson, Missouri. And people come in and they get their life plans out and we go to God about it and we help each other craft the action steps and we pray over each other and it's just anointed. And this year, that event was supposed to happen in the beautiful setting of Branson, Missouri, April 18th. That's a week from Saturday. And as time went on, we began to see that we would not be able to go have this event in person. And God said to us in our prayers, we thought he was telling us, I'm not telling you to cancel it. I'm telling you to shift it. And so we have shifted this event to totally online, which means people can come from any place in the world and enter into an experience with me and my team Saturday, April 18th, called Boot Camp 2020, where we're real time. We're going to help you rework your life plans and put your action plans in step for such a time as this. And God's calling forth an army of his sons and daughters who will get serious about their life vision and plug it into God's bigger vision. They're connected. It's not one versus the other. It's together. It's a continuum. It is a portal between what God's doing in the earth and each individual saying yes to the greatness he sees in us and stepping into it God's way. So my homepage there is lindafields.org. I'm on Facebook at Ask Linda Fields. And then you can find me on Instagram and Twitter, I think, with lindafields.org. But I welcome you to connect with this message if it's helping you, because we have a big job to do to get this out to the sons and daughters of God across the globe, that his eye is That scripture says, my eye is roving, ranging, looking, searching for the men and women whose hearts are totally mine so that I can strongly support them. And that's what I'm all about, ladies.
Love it.
I'm in Kansas City physically. And one other thing I want to just put in here, God's positioned us right here. It's been 12 years now in Kansas City from Texas. I'm a transplant. I still got my Texas accent. And big hair, big jewelry, big shoes, right? Right, Dr. Gina? That's still there. We're right here.
You got to follow Linda Fields. Go on and see about everything that she has, because I'm sure that you're going to be extremely blessed. I thank you so much for having us, coming and joining us on Dr. Fields' radio chat.
Y'all are precious. I love you so much. Thank you for the honor.
You are so welcome. Love you, sister.
And you.
All right. Now we got to move on. We got Elizabeth Brooks. Then we got Gina G with a Trinity. Then we got Jeff and Portia. We got so much left. All right, Elizabeth Brooks, thank you so much for waiting. What do you have for us today? And thank you for joining us today.
Oh, my God. I am so honored and pleased to be with you guys today. It is just a privilege to wake up in the morning.
Right,
knowing
God.
That, you know, God has given us, you know, he's you know, touched us with the breath of life. And if we are listening to this show right now or participating in the show right now, you know, God has blessed us. And so we are already blessed. He has already, he has already done so much for us. We woke up this morning. So I am just super excited and just to talk to you guys today. The last month has been not only a challenge for, you know, for me, but I know for everybody around me, for my clients, for people who take classes, you know, I live in the world of the gym and the gyms are closed. And so that is not only just an economic impact on me and so many people, but it's a physical impact on us, right?
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about, you know, this time that we're in. And just give us a few tips, some things I want us to remember, and just to stay encouraged, people, because, you know, most of us are not used to being in the house 24 hours in a day. That's a really hard thing for most of us. So this whole COVID-19 time of crisis is really starting to, it's going to expose weaknesses in the areas of our lives that we have been ignoring. So, for example, if you have not been exercising and you fell into this point and you've been thinking, oh, I'm going to get back to my routine and you just never got to it, this experience is going to expose you because, you know, if you're not exercising and taking care of yourself, you might tend to be someone who has a weaker immune system. But it will also reveal to you if you have been doing those things that you should be doing, which is taking care of yourself, because that means you're going to be on the healthier end of this realm. Remember, the healthier you are, the stronger your immune system. And health is not just the foods we eat, but also the way we take care of our bodies through exercise. And when you're exercising and taking care of yourself, you are building your immune system. And so if the gym was your primary place of exercise before, you hopefully have moved that into your home and started making a gym in your home. It has been phenomenal, but I've never, ever, 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 ever been in a time in my life, and I've been in fitness for over 30 years, where there have been no weights in anywhere to be found at Target, Walmart. You can't order them online. You know, I've never seen that. So I'm praying that means people are not only purchasing that equipment and bringing it into their home, but also using that equipment. You know, it's not for decoration, people. Try to spend that time that you would have spent normally. If you went out, you know, the house to work and then you went to the gym, try to spend that same time that you have during the day. Put yourself on a schedule for exercise, because if you don't, you know, you will get distracted by the things in your home, whether that is cleaning more or, you know, hanging out with the children or doing, make that time for yourself at home to exercise. All you have to do is pop a video on, people. It does not have to be a big fancy thing. You can do full body workouts now. It's not that hard. Remember that exercise is just an amazing immune builder. And if you're going to keep your body strong, You have to do that daily exercise, daily people. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I hear everybody, and I'm doing it myself, I'm online more than ever. I have never been on my computer this much in my entire life, trying to figure out Zoom and trying to take a class here and doing this here, and, you know, tightening up those areas in my life on the computer. But you know what that leads to, right? More sedentariness.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually sitting more. And I never sit. When I, in my general life, I am on my feet all the time. So we have to watch that. Consider this, people. You don't have to sit to work. Put your computer on your countertop in your kitchen or on your dresser, mm-hmm. or stand up and do your work. You don't have to sit to do your work. Be cognizant of that, because we're sitting now more than ever now that we're in our homes all day long. And remember, sitting is like the new smoking, right? It is really bad for your back, terrible for your posture. And of course, it's the only time when you're not actually exercising is when you're sitting. So watch the amount of time that you're spending online. If you can't control that, especially if you're like totally working online, go to a standing position. You don't have to sit to work. And remember also to build regular movement into your day. My husband and I took a walk yesterday. We took a one-hour walk. It was so beautiful, you guys. And actually, since this has happened, that's only the second time that we've taken a walk together. And he and I talked about that thing. You know, we can get out and do this. This is something special. We've never been able to do this before. We don't normally in the house at the same time. So now we're going to take that opportunity to take a walk together. One walk a day, everybody. You know, get though. You know, especially if you were like that person who was fanatic about how many steps you got in a day.
Yeah.
You know, I generally, Gina, I would normally get 26,000 steps a day, no problem, just because I'm on my feet all day long.
Right.
And now I'm barely getting 5,000 steps. What is that? I'm sitting more. Just
well,
being in the house is
I
not
love
the same
all
as
of the
moving
tips.
Around.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. This has been so amazing, and I hope everybody takes heed to that, because it is definitely mm-hmm. needed. Tell everybody where they can follow you, and maybe they could do a virtual set with you. That's what I'm doing with some people.
Absolutely. I've taken my personal training online as well as my classes online. And you can find out about all of that at www.thinkingcorrectly.com. We have a regular live class every Monday at 7 a.m. We are killing it. We had a great time last Monday. And you can also reach me through that website or by email, ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. All right? God bless you guys.
I love it. God bless you, sister. Love you. Okay, Gina G, we got the team. We got Gina G, Portia, and Jeff Hill. First, Gina G, what is the trend in tea? And then we got to hear what we're going to do with our money with Portia and Jeff. They got to tell us. What's the little something
that's
hot right now?
I'm going to tell you, that's important. Now, I'm going to do this one quick because I need to get to the money. Because I need somebody to help me figure these two little coins I got right now, how to hold on to them and make some more. So I'm just going to announce, beautiful people, real quick, that Bernie Sanders, y'all, has dropped out of the 2020 presidential race. So y'all know what that means. You know that that means that your boy, I'm sorry, not Bernie, why'd I get lost? Oh, Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I got lost. Not Bernie Sanders, but y'all know the other one that's running. Why his name is... Come on, Gina, help me on my trending tea so we can find out about the money. What's his name? Biden. There you go. Biden. Woo, Lord Jesus. There we go. Come on, work with me this morning. So Biden is... So he can be the only sole Democratic. So I'm telling y'all right now, the presidential race, we got Trump or Biden. Y'all going to have to choose. But I'm going to tell y'all right now real quick, not believing that this coronavirus got any race on it. We are not going to claim that the coronavirus is going to hit black folks. So I'm just going to say that real quick and then I'm gone. Okay, that's what she said. That's everything in one. Stop trying to blame everything on black folks. Dang, we got everything. And now the corona is us too. I'm tired. I'm tired.
They always
going
to give us the bad stuff.
Girl, they give me. Why we got that corona? Okay, why we?
They want to give us the bad stuff.
So now we. Now y'all can't have no piece of fried chicken, because if you had that piece of fried chicken, you're going to get the Rona tomorrow, because you're just destined to get the Rona because you're black and you eat fried chicken. Stop listening to the news, people. Unplug. Okay, now let's get our money together.
I'm telling you, Gina, that is the truth. I'm telling you, that is the truth.
It's so annoying. Oh, my God. Not black folk. It just got to be us. It just has to be. We got to blame somebody. First, it was this no race, you guys. There's no creed or color. This is a silent enemy. Now, all of a sudden, uh-oh, black folks, watch out. This you. We're straight to you. But wait a minute. That's why they were trying to tell us in the beginning that black people were immune. So we still going out, having domino games. We partying. We playing spades. We got barbecues. And now they're telling us it's us. But just be careful. Everybody.
But I can never hear that from anybody. Doug says they blame babies.
He said
babies do care. They are like the atomic bomb. They do. Why do we get it worse than they little bitty selves? Like, they be just snotting and coughing and shooting, sneezing, and then when we get it, it's like we can't even move. It's like...
We are done. We are babies.
Anyway, I tell you, but that was like a rumor. They were like saying, I don't know, I never heard Dr. Fauci or any of them say... or Dr. Gupta, I never heard any of them say that we were immune
yesterday.
To anything. That's what Facebook and
immune.
All of them.
Okay, good. Right. They never said no one was immune.
Conspiracy people
were
saying, Anyway, we got to learn how to get our money. Okay, Jeff and Portia. Finally, we got y'all on so we could get to know what to do. Okay, let's start with Portia, Jeff, because Portia is like the entrepreneur coach. She's the one that kind of, you know, gets people to start making some money. So how's that going, Portia, during this coronavirus?
Well, hey guys, sorry, this is Portia.
Hey.
Thank you guys for having me on. Like I said before, now is a time where people are now searching for different webinars or, you know, home seminars that they can be a part of, and just trying to latch on to people that's giving value. They're trying to latch on to people that's giving advice on how to invest their money or how to, you know, use what they have at home to make a profit. So now that people are sitting at home, it's like, what do I do now? They're now being more open to what others are saying about making money from home, because at first they're like, oh, whatever. But now they're like, I'm listening. I'm all ears, you know? So I have people now that have started cooking groups. They know how to cook. So they have now started cooking groups and have started, you know, added like a small fee, like $5, you know, to be a part of the cooking group. And, you know, they may add like some daily exercises or something like that in there for people, because right now their gyms have been closed down. They're not knowing what to eat, and they want to eat more healthier now because of what's going on. So definitely utilizing, you know, your skill set to make money from that. If you are a person of value, people will listen to what you have to say, especially if you're adding value to them and what to do around this time. You know, so that's another way to maybe create a course or have one-on-ones with people, an e-book or something of that sort. Also, to just be able to help people while you're able to profit from that as well. And another thing, when people get involved with webinars, seminars, then that also brings their creativity to the forefront, because they're saying, oh, my gosh, this is something that I can do as well. That is one as well. And also, just people are selling things online like never before. People are selling, they bought all these clothes and now they can't wear them. Like, they can't go nowhere. Where are you going? So now people are utilizing the Facebook Marketplace to sell, you know, their clothes.
Oh, yeah, Marketplace on Facebook, because I got a lot of stuff that I'm getting rid of. I have a lot of stuff. I forgot about that. That's a great idea. I was sitting up here trying to figure out, what am I going to do with this stuff? Am I going to donate it or what?
No, sell it. And then you know what else? People are now utilizing, people that have not sewn for years, guess what they're sewing now? They're sewing masks. They're making masks. They're sewing them up. They're making them all type of creative ways. I don't know if they're the most, you know, protective masks. But some people are now sewing masks.
Just as good as a doggone bandana, which is what I'm wearing when I have to go to the grocery store.
I don't even have a mask. You know, are utilizing those skill sets, of course. So definitely, you know, use your creativity to just, you know, make money during this time. Stay positive, you know. So it just... so many ways. I know I don't have a long statement, but I am the income creator. So, you know, just I do have other ways for people to make money as well. But, you know, if you have your creativity, don't sit on it. Use it. And that's going to keep you busy so you don't fall into, you know, a dark place, you know, during this time as well.
I love that advice. Don't you, Gina? That was good stuff. I got
that
stuff like
great
I have a printer that I want to get rid of. I have a box. You've seen that like microphone speaker box I got. I want to get rid of that. It's just a lot of stuff. So I would love to, I'm going to try to put that on Facebook thing. Also, Jeff, now that we got all of these different ideas about how to make money, what are you suggesting we do with it?
Jeff here with Hill Financial Group, and this is the financial 235, something like that. And I would definitely agree with Portia. One of the things that I did in the last recession was I left corporate America and I started my entrepreneurship journey at that point. So I left salary, I left safety to go into the unknown, but it's proven to be one of the best things I can do. So I feel like right now one of the best investments you're going to be able to make is going to be in yourself. Because when you learn how to do exactly what Portia said, which is get out there and earn income at the drop of a dime, you're not as concerned when recessions or things like that happen because you have reactivated your hustle and you know how to make money with your gifts, your talents, your time, instead of just saying, I have to wait on somebody else to provide income for me. So I get this question a lot from a lot of people. Hey, Jeff, what's the latest stock pick to go into? But, guys, we're not done with the recession yet. So unless you want to put yourself in a position to lose money still to what's coming ahead, I personally don't think it's a smart idea to do a lot of your traditional investing. People want this Jack and the Magic Bean stock. Give me this one stock tip that I can put some money into and it grows and now I retire. Because you hear about that kind of stuff, but people don't understand when you hear about the Googles, the Facebooks, that's over a 10, 15, 20-year time frame. That's not a one-and-done type conversation. So I really feel like right now people need to be spending time learning how to produce income. Network marketing is a really good place to do because, again, you get the opportunity to work from home. You got a home-based business, which opens you up to tax deductions. And you can also build residual income, which is going to help you through this time frame. I've seen people who are not technically open to network marketing that are now saying, you know what, maybe I can work from home now. Now let me look at this business idea. And again, life insurance is on sale right now as well. And I've had a lot of people reaching out, increasing their life insurance because they now see how quickly something can happen that they didn't plan for that can prevent them and leave them and their family in a bad situation. So some things that I've seen, just a quick recap, find work from home solutions. I like the selling stuff on Facebook idea. That is paramount. I know I've personally bought and sold things on Facebook as well. So I'll be looking into that, looking into network marketing, and go review your current financial plan. Because somebody said this early on the call, and I like what they said. This recession exposes what's happening, okay? And you should never waste a good recession. So if you've lost stuff, figure out now at this point, why did you lose what you lost, whether it's money or job, and how can you prevent that for the next time? Because if we don't have a plan to really get out of this, it's going to popcorn effect and something else bad is going to happen in the future. But if you have taken advantage of what you have right now, you're never worried about a situation like this going forward.
That was Linda Fields. She was on earlier. She's a marketplace leader. Yeah, Linda Fields. So this is very good. What do you think about that, Gina? Because I know for me, I'm definitely going to this weekend. I'm going to, you know, dust some things off, make it pretty, and take some photos, and I'm going to uplift some things on Facebook and see how it goes. I mean, it's something, you know. And just like Elizabeth was saying about the working out, I mean, you can still get Cash App if you still want your trainer.
Yeah.
Cash App still works, and it's still the same amount of money that you would spend. I mean, it might even be less because it's the fact you're not spending the gas money. for the trainer to get to you.
Right.
So it's still, it's the same, you're going to save, but you're still doing the same thing. It's just virtual. So anybody that's a trainer, don't just sit there and don't do nothing. Get your clients on Zoom, get your clients on FaceTime, get your clients on Instagram, or you can even do it on Facebook. And then people can see every once in a while, they can see what you're doing, and then you could build up even more clients that might want to have a private session with you, because then they can see what you're doing. So yeah, it's several things that you could do. What were you saying, Gina?
I'm launching my own course.
There's a lot of ways you can make money. There's comedians that's doing it now. They're on live and they're putting their Cash App on, just like the DJs.
Yeah.
You know, so there's ways that you can make a few dollars.
Yeah, they got Def Jam on there now. I saw on TMZ that Def Jam is coming back on the internet, like Bill Bellamy and all of them, and Cedric the Entertainer and all of them. I think he's hosting it, and all the different comedians. People are getting creative with this because we're gonna be hemmed up for a while. I mean, it definitely ain't gonna be before June.
I've been telling them, listen, people are still shopping. Just because your reality is your reality does not make it everybody else's reality.
Mm-hmm.
So people are still shopping. You go to the store, it's full. People are buying.
Yeah.
People ain't they can't go golf, so they're just going to go buy some more sugar. They got sugar. Because with that money, this is what we're programmed to do with our money, to shop. And no matter what's going on, although 10 million people file for unemployment, guess what? These people that file for unemployment are still going to file into what they've been doing, and that's spending money, because that's what we've been programmed to do, is spend our money, not invest our money. Through hard times, people are going to shop. So this is why people need to realize to keep, if you're an entrepreneur, keep pushing your business. This is the perfect time to start a business. This is the perfect time to get a clear vision on what exactly it is that you want to do. You have nothing but time. And when you have your vision, then everything you do should dictate your vision, what you put in your body, your friends that you decide that you want to talk to right now, how you use your energy, how you use your time, how you invest your money, your to-do list, all of that should line up with your vision. This is the time, and it's no time to waste. Like, we have no time. Like,
let me tell you, like the lady with the oil that didn't have the vases and she was struggling. This is in the Old Testament. She did not have the money, and God said to take, basically I'm paraphrasing, take what you have. And she went out and got vases from everybody, and she had so much oil that even when she had more than enough to pay her rent and feed and live off of for a while. So you'd be surprised what you have accumulated through, because a lot of this is psychological too. A lot of people are frustrated, so they shop. A lot of people feel alone, or they feel overwhelmed, so they shop. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of reasons for shopping, and so you have accumulated so many things that you don't even need or use. I mean, I have like this thing. I have a blender that I never use. I used it one time. It was a phase. I made soup in it. It's a Ninja. I used it, and now I don't use it no more. I don't want it. So I got so many different things that I can get out of. Portia, pull away from your phone a little bit.
I'm sorry. Saying, you know, well, the people that have all this money, they have it made. And I told my husband, I said, you know what? I'm glad that I grew up struggling, because the fact that I grew up in a struggle, I know how to hustle. I know how to create income. People that have been born with a silver spoon in their mouth, that's all they know is money. So when it's taken away from them, they have no idea what to do. It's the same as a person experience can be a blessing and a curse, because a person with experience can say, this is all I know how to do, this is all I ever wanted to do, I don't want to learn, and I haven't tried to learn anything else. So now people with that type of money don't understand how to create more, because this is what they've been set to do the whole time. So they're more frustrated with people than the working poor, trust me. So that's what I'm saying. Don't say no with me.
One more last point from you, Jeff. What were you going to say?
The worst thing you can do right now is nothing. People are trying to sit there and wait and say, well, let me wait till the economy gets better, and then I'll go ahead and start doing something. You have wasted this opportunity. So if you're going to start a business, think about the business that are not quite affected, right? Again, so I've seen people who were normally hosting karaoke, they're doing it online now, and they just put their Cash App up. So, guys, get out of the box and start reading books. One book I would recommend is How to Make Millions from Your Ideas from Dan Kennedy. Mm-hmm. I think the book might cost $11, $12 or so. But, again, if you can't think of anything naturally, read a book that gives you some type of inspiration that makes you think differently and then go teach on that. That's how you launch your first class. And when you get enough people in there, ask the people, what are their concerns? What keeps them awake at night? And then you build your training program around what they want. So now there's no way you're not getting value because you are answering their problems directly. That's how you make yourself recession-proof, is by coming up with strategies and ideas that you know people want. And the best way to get that is to ask them. If you ask what people want, they'll tell you what they need.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Well, exactly. That was amazing. Gina, did you have anything to say before they give their social media information?
Let's get this money and hold on to the 2 cents we got. I just want to agree with everything you said. Everything.
All right. Portia Hoover, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Hey, guys. This is Portia Hoover. You can follow me on Instagram at Coach Portia Hoover and also on Facebook, which is Portia Hoover on Facebook.
Love it. Jeff Hill, tell everybody what it is. And congratulations again to the married man. Please tell us the name, your wife's name, because now she has your last name. What's her name?
Yeah, so my wife's name is Jana Hill, J-O-H-N-A, Jana Hill. That's Bay right there, building an empire.
He sounds so happy to say that. Media. Now, see, this is a man of God that knew that his blessings, he had found him a wife. Now, he already know his blessings is coming. He was already blessed. Now, he know with them together, the blessings are going to overflow. So you can hear the excitement in Jeff. He's happy, yeah. He's in love, and he know they're going to be good because God got his hands on them. So now, tell everybody where they can follow you.
You guys can follow me on Instagram. You can go to HFG Inc. on Instagram. That's Hill Financial Group, Inc., HFG Inc., and type in the Hill Financial Group, Inc. on Facebook. Guys, we're out there. You guys have a ton of resources. We put free content out there. Spend the time to learn. The best investment you can make right now is in yourself.
Gina, did you hear how he said Ink? He got a new pep in his voice now. He's saying Ink a different way, ain't he?
I do a little razzle dazzle, you know.
He got a little pep
in
his
ink.
All right, you guys, thank you so much. And I will let you know again, I would like to keep you guys coming every week because I know people need reminders and need more. You know, if you see anything new or whatever, keep it coming for us because this is a very crucial time for everybody to be motivated and encouraged to step out of the box and explore their, you know, vision beyond what they have, what they don't have. And you know what? God gave me something, and I'm gonna share it with you guys. He said, what you don't have is what you see, and what you don't have, you have abundantly that you don't see. Pull from what you don't see, so you will push away what you don't have with what you do have, which is abundant. Does it make sense to you, Jeff? Say yes or no.
Yeah. I'm using my phone. Yeah. Sorry. Yes.
You get it? So the things that we see. I don't know. So the things that we see are the things that we don't have. That's the things that we normally gravitate to. We don't have, you know, this. We don't have enough that. We don't have and we don't have. But God is saying that the things that we should be operating in faith. Faith is a substance of things that are hoped for and the evidence of things that we don't see. So we have something abundant that we don't see. And so God is saying to pull by faith from what you don't see so that when you see it, you can start pushing away what you don't have. That's what you see. It's like a replenishment. You're pushing away what you don't see for what you can see. So now you're able to see beyond what you don't have, what God is wanting to manifest in your life right now. Now, does everybody get that?
Ma'am.
Yes.
Yes,
we're good.
You better say yes quick, Jeff. You heard her. You say yes or no?
No.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Thank you so so much, Sheffield. Love you and your wife. And have her come on next week. We'll have a couple of minutes for her to, you know, give some input on to you guys. Will be a team together. So that point portion would be you guys together. And Portia Hoover, be ready next week too, okay?
Okay, I'll be ready. Thank you guys.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank
okay,
you, guys.
Tina.
Bye. That was good. That was a good show. So listen, we're going to go ahead and we had a little overtime today. Praise God for that. But listen, we want you to do what? Live healthy, live whole.
Live in your destiny.
Until next time, we love you so much. Gina, did you want to leave the people something?
I just love y'all. Be safe, please, and wash your hands and be nice to Black people.
Follow the instructions that's been given to you, please. I know we've been hard-headed and we've been too proud to beg, but you know, this is the time we're going to have to be. We're going to have to follow some instructions. It's a life or death situation, people, okay? Everybody, okay? All right.
Until next time, beautiful people.
We love you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.